This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's amazing how many surveys there are now and how many ridiculous questions get asked, but like this one. Does your dog need a vacation right now? Jesus. 68% of people with cats and dogs think their pet needs and deserves a vacation right now.
Like what? I mean, put them on a plane?
No.
52% of people who plan to travel with their pet in the next year admit they talk to them in the car. 31% have played special music for their pet on a road trip. And 41% say their pet cannot travel without their favorite toy.
I just planned a trip, but for Douglas's first trip, but it won't be until next year. So, but he's got like that's got about
like a road trip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I got it all set and planned. Molly's like, can we go now and just get away from him?
Yeah, Molly needs a vacation.
Molly needs a vacation. Molly does.
Yeah, she
does. Dog needs a vacation.
Yeah, she needs a vacation.
She's like a girls' weekend at the spa or something.
Yeah,
just you and her. There's probably a place like that, right? There's
hundreds for dogs.
Yeah, like dogs and humans.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. You can go with your pet and...
Guaranteed.
Unfortunately, she poops everywhere, so...
That's not great. Yeah, that sucks.
She poops a lot.
Does she? That's too bad.
She's got some issues.
Oh, man.
I know. 14-year-old bowels.
Yeah. You're telling me.
Chuck and Molly have a lot in common.
I get it, Molly. Keep me near the back door.
Yeah, so that, I mean, when you do the conversion, that's 98 in human years, right?
Oh, she's 98 an old lady. Yes. What an old lady she is.
Get that dumb kid out of here.
That's right. She's got
Keep that stupid kid away from me.
Okay, there we go. I found one. There is a spa for mutts and humans in...
There's got to be tons of these places in different spots. You can get a couple's massage with your dog.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's crazy, though. The dog's going to be like, well, just where's the food?
Oh, yeah.
There's a $300 spa day for your dog. God.
They hate being groomed, most of them.
That's not fun. That's not relaxing.
No. Day at the spa.
Every once in a while, I see a video of a dog and they love being...
There are some, yeah. Douglas
Jameson
is not one
just
of them.
Deals. Right? Really? Like, he's like, this is what she does, man. I gotta just sit
Douglas
here.
Douglas hates it so much that I had to get drugs for him to calm
really?
Him down.
Really? When he gets groomed?
Yeah, he gets crazy.
I don't
be
know.
Crazy if humans were like that. If I went to go get a haircut, I'm like,
drug him! Oh, yeah. Here, take these!
There they go.
Gary, is he
there
okay?
There we go.
Okay, let him kick in.
There we go. Okay. All right, quick!
All right, cut his hair now.
Cut his hair! All right. He's going to be upset when he comes through.
Where am I? Does it look good?
They cut a little too much off.
No! Drug him again!
Oh, man.
That would be a weird scene.
It would be a weird scene. It's a good thing we're not like that.
It would be much more stressful to be a hairstylist. You'd be so scared.
I've got to do two haircuts today.
There's just weapons everywhere.
Yeah. Right?
It just had to be like the dentist's office. They'd have to have gas and, knock people out, cut their hair, and then...
Yeah,
I think Hershey would like it. He doesn't need to go.
He doesn't need to be groomed.
No,
he doesn't have long hair.
Yeah, it's like his hair is longer, I think, than most labs. Yeah. But because he's of the type, he's more of a British lab or whatever, so they're a little hairier. But he does not to go to a groomer. But I think he'd be fine because he just wants any kind of physical contact. You know, so as long as a groomer's touching him, he's like, that's not bad. Oh, you're touching me? That's fang.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's still dogs at the end of the day, right?
I'm not used to this boy-dog thing either, you guys.
Oh, yeah, huh?
It's different. You guys have boy dogs.
Yeah.
I like boy dogs.
I know. He gets neutered in a couple weeks.
Oh,
so
okay. It doesn't change a lot. It doesn't change.
No, but he's like in, like ramped up. Like,
oh, I know.
With the whole humping thing and all that.
Yeah, so were we. So,
well,
Harold
still ramps me up.
Harold's a dad. Harold already has kids.
That's right, yeah.
You know, because they left him alone with some other dog for 5 seconds and he banged it.
That is funny, the hair.
And he was like, I don't know how old he was at the time. He was like 8 months old or something. Oh, he's God. Like, yeah, time to be a father.
Enough experience in this life.
Like, whatever that rescue did, that was a mistake.
With the dog, like his privates.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, almost had to call 911. I was like, what's happening with that thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Red Rocket was ready to launch.
Yeah, you don't know about it.
I know. What's
happening?
Well, usually it's all covered. Everything's all good. But all the way.
Well, that'll just always happen. Yeah. It'll just, that always.
No,
just,
I mean, but a little bit, but all the way.
Yeah. I know.
I had to Google, and other people had Googled the same thing. I'm like, what? Is this going to go back? Like, what's?
That's hilarious. What? You never dealt with that before? That was
a boy dog?
A dog boner?
Yeah, dog. It's bad.
I got a dog dick emergency.
No, but it was like, I've seen it a lot, right? It comes up, but it came all the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Have you ever seen
it? He got after it.
Yeah, listen. Jameson's been neutered. It still happens with them.
And they kind of get excited.
They get excited. Yeah,
and they get excited looking at the Red Rocket.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, maybe not. The all the way?
All the way is what I'm talking about.
The all the way?
Like, I get that it will come out, but I was like, oh. I was, and he was. But he was kind of freaking out, too. Like, he didn't know what.
Well, no. I remember my first one, and I was freaking out.
You know, he's almost a year or so, where we waited till the
That's what you do. You wait till they're full grown.
He's a big dog, but. So we did the right thing, but boy, oh boy, I can't wait to get that done.
Yeah, they always ruin memories with that.
Yeah,
they do. They'll be like having a good moment with you, and they're like, oh, man.
They'll just sit there with it, too. Yeah, they'll just sit there with it.
Yeah, they're like,
I got a boner, big whoop.
I've always had girl dogs, so I don't know. It's just all new to me.
It's a new experience.
Yeah, but I love him so much, but
it's
a different.
It is. I'm sure it is. I've never had a girl dog. I've only had boy dogs, so I don't really
know. Used to it.
I'm just used to it, I guess. And Jameson's five now, and he's chilled out. And he's,
Not as many boners.
See?
WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair was trending on Twitter yesterday, thanks to a picture that apparently shows him giving oral relations to a lady on a train.
Mm. Incredible. He always said.
The picture isn't straight up pornographic because it's from behind, so he's kind of blocking the action. You also can't see his face, just part of his head, and it does definitely look like it could be Ric Flair. If you want to see it for yourself, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There it is.
Wait a second. From what year is this? This looks like an older Ric Flair.
Ric Flair would like you to know that's not him.
Oh.
I'm sure it's not.
So he said.
It's not. There's like, I think there's a lot of old dudes that look like Ric Flair.
Yeah, you're right.
And they all seem to have the same Ric Flair lifestyle where they just flip a chick over in a
on a train and go to town on her. He posted a picture of his head photoshopped onto a cartoon train engineer and said, "This picture is as real as the other one floating around. The Nature Boy doesn't ride trains."
You know what?
And then his signature.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, to me, that was going to be my point. I was like, the only thing that makes me realize this isn't him is that he would not be caught dead on a train. Like, that guy's whole wrestling life was, there's like a real big speech that he gave one time, like one of his promo shoots that he did, where he talks about, you know, I've got the best watch, I've got the best shoes, and like all these things he says. And it's his persona is like that. So it's like he's always got to be in a limo.
So he'd never, ever be
He would never be on a train.
Just to look alike.
To keep the kayfabe. Yeah.
Crazy, though.
The picture itself is crazy.
Like whoever these people are.
This woman is, she looks like she's completely naked. Her back is on the seat. Her legs are up in the air. Her butt is in his face, and he's going to town on her.
He is.
It's nuts to just be on a train with that happening.
That'd be disturbing.
It really would.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see elderly people engaged in this behavior.
Well, the woman can't be elderly to be in that position. She must be younger than him.
I mean, unless she's about to break. Her feet don't look great.
Yeah.
To say, she looks like she might not be that young, but she
it's older.
Yeah, so. She's still
but
older.
But I'm guessing by that white bracelet, seems like something an older woman would have.
Oh, God.
Yep. I think you're right, James.
So it's not Ric Flair, apparently.
And I think it's the combo of the white bracelet and then what looks like a step tracker.
Yeah.
And then you can like 1,000% guarantee that it's an old person.
Mm. Go see it if you'd like to. An old lady getting poorly dined upon. At DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you can check it out for yourself.
He does have that slicked back.
He's got greasy old man hair Flair has. It's like a... It's really weird.
The kind of hair on a man that would eat a lady out on the train.
Yes. Right? That's always what I think when I see that hairstyle. I'm like, that guy's going to totally flip a lady upside down and bury his face right in the...
think when they go in to get their hair done, their hair cut like that, yeah, that's like, what they ask for?
Yeah, that says, I'll flip a chick over on a train and dine upon her.
And the stylist knows exactly what you're
They're
talking
like,
about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair train hair. Yeah. Ric Flair train hair. Okay, coming up. No doubt. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this. I think I heard about it at the time, but Owen Wilson tried to kill himself years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
In 2007.
Yeah.
He was hospitalized after Luke Wilson, his brother, found him and called 911. Well, after the hospitalization, his other brother, Andrew, stayed with him. Owen said Andrew would get up with him every morning and write up schedules for the day, so life seemed at first manageable, and then at some point, he said, a long time later, life seemed actually good again. Owen has a past of battling depression, but has been feeling pretty good lately. He said, I've been in sort of a lucky place, feeling pretty appreciative of things. I know everything's kind of up and down, but when you get on one of these depression waves, you've got to ride it as long as you can. So he said, his brother is definitely the person that helped him stay alive after that suicide attempt.
You know, I really like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, me too.
I I've watched several movies with him in it lately, and I'm just like, that guy is funny. I like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
Good at what, like, what Owen Wilson does.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy. You know what you're going to get?
Yeah, you do.
They had another brother.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I wonder how his nose is.
Same.
Yeah.
Did I say Andrew Wilson?
Yeah. Those Wilson noses look like they hurt.
Oh, he's an actor,
too. He's an actor, too.
Huh.
This will be one of those weird things where like we'll end up realizing we know him.
He looks like
something.
The homeless guy from Happy Gilmore, right?
He does, kind of.
I knew
they
had another brother, but I don't know much about him.
What has he been in?
I don't know. Let's look him up here.
He looks like a poor man's Thor.
He looks much different than the other two brothers.
He's known for Whip It. Time Trap. He was in Idiocracy, the Royal Tenant.
Oh,
so some of his like brother's movies he's been in.
Hmm.
Nothing huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't.
He played a cop in Charlie's Angels.
He was a Royal Tenant.
He was in Fever Pitch.
Love the Royal Tenant.
He played Locker Room Cop number one in another movie.
Oh, yeah. Charlie's Angels he was in. That's his brother's. Was he in that?
One of the brothers?
Was his brother in that?
Maybe.
Charlie's Angels.
So his brothers just throw jobs at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd want to keep him alive too. He's kept him gainfully.
You can't die.
Wake up, Owen!
You can't die, you son of a bitch!
You're living! Wake up! I got Charlie's Angels 3 on the line, you bastard!
Now, his last movie was it 2000? Oh, no, he was in stuff.
17 or...
Yeah, 2017.
Not
hasn't
not
been
a couple
doing
of years,
much.
But.
Maybe he directs now.
Don't you die on me! Come on, Owen! You're my meal ticket, you bitch!
That is such a horrible way to think. But,
yeah.
You know, it seems like most of the movies he's been in has involved one of his brothers in one way or another.
Am I gathering this up right? Is Whip It a movie about roller derby?
Yes. I think so.
Okay.
And that's used to be known.
Ellen Page? I don't know what her name is.
Elliot Page.
Yeah, Elliot.
But was not Elliot when the movie was filmed.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore was behind that movie.
Yeah, I'm glad that Owen Wilson is doing all right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks to his brother.
Yep.
Don't you die on me!
It's crazy, you know, like you do forget when someone goes through that and it's been like a while. Like, the, you know, the, like the, I forgot that he tried to kill himself.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Until I saw that story this morning, I completely slipped my mind.
Man, Florida's effed up.
Crazy day for one Florida man. He sped through the streets on a go-kart with cocaine and a handgun.
Well, sounds like fun.
Deputies arrested a man who was speeding through Fort Pierce on a go-kart loaded up with cocaine and a handgun the other night.
Yeah.
21-year-old Miguel Sanchez tossed a backpack and fled on foot when a deputy spotted him.
So funny. Like they, I am having a good time.
I built a go-kart.
They believe he went to a go-kart place and just left the track and took off.
It's a dream, though, isn't it? Isn't
it's a
it
fantasy
kind of?
Yeah.
Did the cocaine go-kart make him go through with it, you think?
I would say it did.
That's the one ingredient I've missed from fulfilling my fantasy.
Yeah, that's what stopped you.
They located a handgun near the abandoned go-kart. In his discarded backpack, 15 grams of cocaine. He was booked into the St. Lucie County Jail on charges of fleeing and eluding law enforcement, resisting without violence, possession of cocaine, possession of a stolen vehicle, and destroying evidence.
I didn't know you could just drive those things off those courses.
I don't know how you do.
Fences around them and stuff.
Yeah. It must have been
Zane crashed right through the tires and almost killed us all. So that probably is a way you could go.
You need to follow Zane.
Yeah. He'll find direction.
You know, like he busts through the tires and then you all escape.
It's like a football play. He's the blocker.
Yeah, exactly.
A little force. Not be afraid to hit things and you probably get out there. Jason said, this guy is the hardcore version of the Latino man on the skateboard.
Right, yeah. With ocean spray.
Exactly.
It's not as wholesome.
Not as many offers coming in for this guy. Big cocaine will offer him any kind of endorsement campaign.
No.
Which is, you know, too bad for him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
I can admit, as guys, we ruin everything.
Yeah. Sure.
We ruin everything. Something as simple as this shows that a good deed never goes unpunished.
Okay. What are we doing?
A lovely 62-year-old lady in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
At her house the other day, she noticed a guy in his mid-30s sitting outside in his car. It's really hot. He's wiping sweat off himself and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was super hot that day. And this dude was in like a sweater. I thought, oh no. So she ran inside. Got him a nice cold bottle of water.
Yeah.
Walked up to the car and said, here you go, son. You look really hot.
Yeah.
She said, would you like to get out of the sun, get some shade?
Boy.
He said, sure, actually, that would be great.
Oh, boy.
So he followed her to her garage.
Mm-hmm.
And as she handed him the bottle of water, she looked down and realized his wiener was out.
Of course.
Jeez. Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy they got all the way to the garage.
You knew.
She had no idea.
I bet it was out the whole time.
It was.
I bet it was out the entire, in the car the whole time.
So this lovely grandma said, why do you think it's a good idea to do that? He said, I'm not sure, ma'am. And ran off.
Well, She scared him straight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, boy.
Crazy interaction.
62-year-old.
Yeah.
How do you get cooled off in a garage? You have a car with air conditioning.
Shade, maybe.
Take your sweater off. Why is it?
Well, if he took a sweater off, he'd have nothing on.
Hey, he's wearing a sweater.
Probably just a sweater.
No, it sounded like he had pants. It's just Wiener was hanging out. The cops have not tracked him down yet. But see, here's the problem with the world today. There's just a nice old lady trying to do good, looking out for someone, and then the wiener's out. So she'll never do that again.
You know what?
That's it.
Here's the thing. There's a really good chance if there's a man just sitting in a car on the side of the road, that his penis is out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Especially in Ohio.
Oh,
yeah. That's how they taught us to drive.
There's only two times I would be at the side of the road.
My check penis your mirrors. Is out. Yeah. Check that your tires are inflated. Right. Yeah. Get your dick out.
Seatbelt. Penis out. Good.
The only other time I would be at the side of the road like that would be when I was married and I was eating fast food. Before I got home.
Hiding it from your wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That'd be the only other time.
You'd always leave a clue and she'd always find either a fry or a receipt or something. Yes. Yeah.
Dead giveaways.
Totally.
Dairy Queen napkins.
I hate that a lovely grandma can't even do something nice without a pervert whipping his dick out.
Yeah.
No.
She's only 62. She should know better than this. This is just common sense.
Yeah.
Don't offer a stranger to come into your garage.
They're just helpful.
That's it.
People are helpful.
Gets them. They are.
But I don't want that to go away.
Yeah.
I love that about
it's going
world.
Away.
I guess it is.
They're all terrified now. They watch the news.
Because I know if that's my mom, I got to tell her, Mom, you can't ever talk to a man on the street again.
Right.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he looks hot. You can't do anything. That's his problem.
Yep.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the cutoff age is right now. Like, so like right now, the age where the next generation of seniors just won't help. So like right now, 62-year-old is still helping.
Right.
But like would a 58-year-old right now who eventually is 62, probably won't.
60 will probably be the new cutoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? That's it. You only got a couple more years, Dave, of people being nice, seniors being nice.
They better continue to be nice.
Yeah, well, they're just going to start shooting.
Oh, no. All right, off to Tennessee for our next story now. There's been a bunch of nude crimes lately, and there's more coming up. But we'll start with this one. A man was rescued and is facing charges in Greene County, Tennessee, after he was spotted floating nude down the water on a group of logs.
That's illegal now?
Now,
you can't.
It's unfortunately for you, James, illegal. Here's some footage. Uh-oh, I think something just went away there. Here's some footage of this guy. We can listen in as the officers are talking to him. Man. There he is.
Grab the rope.
No.
Just left Hollywood.
Floating home.
So this is a
dirty river.
What is
it? Yeah, it's real gross.
Authorities got a call about a man floating nude in the Nolichucky River on a group of logs about 11:45 in the morning yesterday. Crews tried to rescue him at Jones Bridge. However, he refused to be rescued, kept going down the river. Crews again tried to rescue him at Bird's Bridge, but he refused again. Then he yelled he needed some water.
That just seems like a regular Tennessee afternoon.
I think so.
I think
they're chasing this nude guy to every bridge.
Looks like a fun ride.
It was getting difficult for the rescue boat to get to the man because of high waters due to recent heavy rains. However, the rescue crew was able to eventually intercept him and get him out of the water at a boat ramp near a park. A helicopter helped track the man while he was going down the river.
Oh my God.
Here's
this
the
guy.
Best part. He traveled all the way from Tusculum to South Greene, and they say the whole trip he was singing this.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Tennessee Patriots.
The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stay.
They should have just been saluting him at every bridge.
firing guns into the air.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you get. Maybe that's how you contact people for help in Tennessee. You just sing them.
when you're in danger.
Hey, do you hear it? Somebody help him! Another nude man on a log.
And the logs that he was on, I think it. I don't know if he put those together or.
It looked like he made them in a castaway kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
was gathered like
he,
up.
He did some work before. It wasn't the most seaworthy of vessels.
No.
No.
But
no.
He did take some time on them.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this song. As an Irishman who grew up in Canada,
yeah.
I love this freaking
yeah,
song. I love song. It.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so patriotic.
Yeah.
Sing it! Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up. Yeah.
It reminds me of better times.
It sure does.
It sure does.
Damn it.
Yep.
When we just would eat 25-pound pies. And
right.
Yep. Ladies would hand us chilled bottles of water.
Yep. Yep.
Nobody had their wieners out.
No one did.
The video to this is just full of snipers. And
I don't believe this is the official video.
No,
I think it's just.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the lyrics.
It's all snipers.
Snipers.
So this dude was eventually rescued, as I said, the guy who was nude floating on a group of logs. He was charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. I don't really know what led him there.
I think it's
we'll
just a homeless. It's probably just a homeless man who decided
he needed a better way.
Does
to,
he look yeah. homeless? I mean,
yes, yeah. yes, yeah, Dave, he does. Homeless.
Maybe those logs were always left of his house after a storm came
That's
through.
That's it.
You don't know.
He's floated away.
We're going to find out that he was born and lived his entire life
on those logs.
He's been floating for years.
That's just how he lived. Nobody told him any different.
No.
He's a river boy.
Yeah, he definitely is. And they have not released his name, though. I'd love to learn more about that.
Oh, I don't know. There's much.
Probably sad.
Probably not.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Probably not. Oh, no. Yeah.
Turns out you don't end up on logs in the middle of the Tennessee River unless you had a few bumps in the road.
Yeah. Quite a few.
Yesterday, speaking of nude people, we told you about the guy, I believe in Alabama, who shot a nude man at the side of the road.
Yeah.
He was, his car had broken down. He was waiting for help. Nude man ran up to him. He jumped into the car. But before he could lock the door, the nude man tried to get in.
Yeah.
And he shot him and killed him.
Yeah.
More nude crime to tell you about today. This is actually nude on nude.
Nude on nude.
Well, at least it's even.
A naked man stabbed another naked man on the sidewalk in Seattle the other morning.
That'd be the craziest thing to see. If you were just like God. On the sidelines for that.
Yeah. Why are these two nude? Oh, a nude guy's got a knife.
It's a nude duel.
Just after 8 o'clock in the morning, officers responding to a noise disturbance call heard from witnesses that one naked man was walking down the street when another naked man appeared on the sidewalk and they started to fight. Maybe it's like naked turf war. Like, this is my Maybe. Street to be crazy
Probably.
On,
there's only,
right?
There's only room on this block for one naked man.
They're like
man.
Highlanders.
Yeah. There could be only one.
Be one nude person in a certain amount of area.
Yep.
And then they'll all fight to the nude death.
You de-dongify
right.
them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's not the only way to end them.
One witness.
Get all their power. It grows.
One witness had already taken the first nude victim to the hospital that had been stabbed before the police arrived. Sure. Other witnesses told police the other man was last seen around a corner. Police found him at the entrance to an apartment building. He apparently was wounded on his neck. So it was a nude-on-nude knife fight.
Wow.
Where do they keep their knife?
Right in their butt.
Yep, it's the only place.
I mean, that's the only logical place.
It's the only place.
The dude the cops found had lost a significant amount of blood. He was unresponsive.
That's a real pathetic way to be found.
Yes.
Nude and
bleeding out. He lost the nude knife fight.
Yeah.
Seattle officers supplied medical aid until Seattle Fire arrived. They believe he's going to be okay now. the identities of either man are still unknown at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tend to keep these homeless guys' identities pretty
really
secret,
know.
Or they just don't even know
they
are.
Right. They don't care. If you're naked, you don't have ID on you.
Nope.
No.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah, never been to the Secretary of State.
Not probably.
Not my thing.
Probably not.
Not my thing. As a homeless guy.
In a shirt.
What a crazy thing to see. So one nude man, seeing one nude man on the sidewalk at 8 a.m. is crazy enough.
Yeah.
But then another nude man turns a corner and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll they both have knives and they start to fight.
There's like nude territories, I guess.
There must be.
It is shocking when you see a nude person just on the street. Because when I took the kids to and the baseball team, we went to Niagara Falls, and there was like a lady who was half nude, and the kids were blown away. They were absolutely stunned. They were stunned by it. We were like, I'm just, boys, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
A real life naked lady.
Oh, it was terrible.
I don't think I've ever seen any like street side nude people.
This was like a homeless lady whose shirt had just given way.
Yeah,
and her boobs were just out.
I've seen three. The guy showering in the sprinkler over here.
Yeah.
And then two in Miami. The one dude who showered naked in the beach shower.
Yeah.
When you leave the beach in Miami Beach. And the Russian looking woman who just completely took all their clothes off and walked into the ocean to bathe with a bar of soap right in front of us. None of which you'd ever want to see again.
No.
All Dave's were bathing related, it sounds like.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
All of them.
Dave gets in a lot of bathing areas.
They're all showering or bathing or trying to cleanse themselves.
The dude in Detroit, like showering in a sprinkler, that was the craziest one.
Yeah, that's pretty
crazy. Because it was before 4 a.m. and I'm like, is this really happening? Or am I still asleep?
It's the shower hour.
Yeah.
It's when the homeless
time it right. You have to time it right.
Yeah.
It's cold too.
Oh my God. But it was a warm day. Oh, and the naked family walking down the beach in Florida.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
From like Sweden or something.
Yeah.
That didn't know it was not a naked beach. There's been some nude encounters.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand what's going on with these people. Well, yeah, a few of them were homeless for sure.
Did you see someone in the fountain in Vegas, or was that they were nude?
They weren't nude. That was just deranged.
Right.
Got it.
Remember when I went out for lunch by myself?
Yes.
Oh, they jumped into the...
And I was just like, you guys are missing this! A woman just jumped into the fountain!
Yeah. I didn't know if she was naked or not.
Yeah, no. She had clothes on. Not mental sanity,
but clothes
on. Yeah. I'm sure you see that every day in Vegas.
They have a lot of problems at that thing, I think. Yeah.
There's all sorts of nuts.
People try to kill themselves in that thing, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I don't understand how this mistake happened. A theater near London that's been closed for the pandemic is finally set to reopen this weekend. And the first production they're doing is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So producers decided to order a bunch of Dr. Frankenfurter wigs that they would sell as merch in the merch stands.
Okay.
That's the main character that Tim Curry plays in the movie, in case you don't know. Anyway, when the box arrived, they opened it up. They didn't get wigs.
Uh-oh.
They got hundreds of hot dogs.
Incredible.
Canned.
Oh, my God. A canned hot dog?
Canned wieners.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, my. So gross. I've never seen that.
I've never had a canned wiener. Has anyone here eaten a canned wiener?
No.
No way.
Thank God.
So what are they like?
It seems they use the same supplier to order lots of stuff, and whoever handled the order saw the name Frankenfurter and thought it meant Frankfurters.
Oh, no.
So they gave them 52 cans of hot dogs with 8 hot dogs a can, 416 hot dogs total. So now they're working to donate it to a food bank.
Oh, if as a food bank, they're going to have to eat canned wieners?
Oh, man.
I feel like you cut it up and put it into something else.
Yeah.
You know?
That must be what those are for, right? Like some kind of catering situation.
What caterer uses canned wieners?
Not one you hire.
You should ever hire.
I don't know why.
I don't understand any meat in a can. I don't either.
I really don't.
Meat shouldn't be canned.
Listen, I understand if we're going to war. You know what I mean?
But we're not.
If we're going to war,
yeah.
And I've been eating, bugs, a canned wiener,
Looks pretty tasty.
Looks pretty tasty. but I'm just imagining what they're in inside that can. Like, what
hot
is
hot dog water? I know, or oil.
Don't you feel like it's like some kind of hot dog jelly?
It's like a jelly.
It's a jelly. I bet.
There's some jellies.
Oh no, hot dog jelly.
It's like congealed.
Hmm.
Wow. I mean, I knew that there was cans of those little. Isn't there cans of those little Vienna sausages?
Yeah, those are disgusting, too.
Yeah,
they're really gross. Look really gross.
I can't believe they fit 8 hot dogs in one can.
It's got to be just like around. And
I almost want to buy a can just to experience it.
and
see what it is.
That's what you want to experience.
Listen, though, I feel like you have to order these from somewhere. I've never seen this in a grocery store.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's look it up.
Canned hot dogs.
Oh, I don't really go down the canned meat aisle too often.
No, I couldn't even tell you. I guess where the canned meats.
Big Franks. There's ones in a glass jar.
Man, the glass jar to me is less disturbing somehow.
It gives you a peek, so it's not a mystery.
Amazon wants me to identify myself. Let's
make sure you're not a robot.
Like, no one really wants canned weed.
Like, are you sure? Yeah,
this is a Russian. There's a Russian here.
You're a hacker. Oh, these are vegetable and grain protein links. These are veggie wieners.
Ooh, I didn't know
somehow it got worse.
I don't want to ever meet Loma Linda. Loma Linda,
oh,
Big Franks.
Oh,
textured vegetable protein.
Oh,
yeah, that is the first ingredient.
My goodness. Nope.
Veggie wieners in a can.
Disgusting.
That's so nasty, you guys.
James, you could just do like a whole stream on just eating canned meats and make people puke the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have. So Loma Linda actually does make all sorts of plant-based canned stuff. You can get the beanie weenies.
Oh, nice. They cut the hot dogs for you and put it in the beans.
Thankfully, it seems canned hot dogs are more of a British thing than an American. It's the only ones you can get are imported.
I know you get SpaghettiOs with hot dogs in it. I thought it was just meatballs.
No, I think I saw that before somewhere.
I've been out of the SpaghettiOs game for a while.
I know. Most of us have.
SpaghettiOs with hot dogs?
Yeah,
I think so.
I thought it was just meatballs.
Yeah, no,
they definitely have meatballs too, but...
You can't get them here. But I think it's just a sin to give them to, you know, food banks. Some poor food banks.
Yeah.
Life's tough enough if I have to go to a food bank and then I get canned wieners.
Yeah. The Jewish meat that you and Jason ate on the stream, James.
Got a fish?
Was that in a jar or was that in a can?
A glass jar.
Glass jar.
Much like the glass jar of these canned wieners was, except the gefilte fish has a very gross white gelatinous.
Jason, is Jason into it, or does he agree that it's
he loved it. He seemed fine with it.
You there, Jason?
Yeah, it's a fish jelly that it's like covered in.
Fish jelly.
Like a gelatin.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
and like I said, I eat it only for the holidays.
And how do you normally eat it? Like on a cracker? Or what do you do
No, with
it?
Horseradish on top. White horseradish.
Oh, and like a piece of bread?
No, I just eat it with a fork as it is.
Oh, I was using the bread to try to cut back.
To cut it.
The taste. I needed something to help.
That was the grossest thing I've probably ever sat next to. So if you ate canned hot dogs on stream and I was next to you, I would throw up 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, come on over, Jason.
Part two.
Looks like part two.
Yep.
Yeah. Sign me up.
We'll have the wiener mukbang.
Can't wait to watch you eat canned wieners.
Oh, we'll have a variety of wieners.
Yeah.
And fishes, no,
Italian,
no better. I know Polish. People have tuna and stuff all the time, and salmon, but
no, whatever this stuff is, I've never encountered it in my life, but it came out in what looked like wedges.
This
like
fish,
the gefilte fish,
yeah,
but it's just like big chunks. So it's like almost like little mini loaves of
loaves.
Whatever. It's and the texture inside, it's like a tuna fish meets like meatloaf, but it's also cold and slimy.
Ooh. Right, we'll stop it there. Stop it there.
Yeah,
they really know how to celebrate a holiday.
Yeah.
There's a lot much better food, just so you know.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Don't label us on our gefilte fish.
No, we won't.
Yeah, try a blend.
Try not to. All right.
Right.
There's a naked therapist who swears by helping clients in the nude. In fact, she often ends up fully naked because she'll get undressed to whatever degree her clients wish.
I need to see her first before.
Sarah White You can check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to her pictures up there. There she is. She's from New York. She begins each session clothed but undresses at the client's request. She says the method has led to countless breakthroughs with nudity, helping men talk about their feelings.
I'd be like, you go ahead and get fully nude.
She says, as she becomes naked, men become more vulnerable, more open, more available.
Yeah.
It fills them with this sense of being respected and trusted.
So it's like, the more naked she gets, the more like our brain is being used
like
less.
Anything you want to know.
Here's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably onto something, you know? Like our... The penis is trying to take over because there's a naked woman there, and then she's asking the brain questions, but it's only functioning at 50% power.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a real crazy
and
method.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Exactly, and it's just giving away all your secrets.
She said, my clients have become aware of their thoughts, feelings, and realities of their situations like never before, as well as their sexual desires and needs. Every session starts off much like traditional therapy, but she builds in talk around nakedness and arousal. She says it's stimulating for some, but they have to sign an agreement confirming they won't touch themselves.
Oh, well.
But occasionally, she admits, sometimes they have touched themselves.
Yeah.
And orgasm.
Oh, man.
She said some clients don't want me to get naked, so it all depends on the man. The most common issue the clients talk to her about is sexual fulfillment. She said too many of them are trapped in relationships where sex and intimacy are not valued at all.
I feel like if you're taking a photo like the one that she has taken there, like that's a sexual photo.
It is. It's not like a professional.
Oh, she it's has not. When you have your mouth open and showing your teeth like that, I mean that one there is also quite sexual.
Well, sure. She's naked, just covering her boobs with a computer.
You should see. Craziest thing. Yeah. She's really hot.
I don't think she's offering really therapy. I think it's just more like she has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's not legally licensed.
Webcam. Oh, no.
And if you go to
it's
her,
just an angle.
Yeah, go to her OnlyFans page and look at the top image and you'll be like, oh, this is the kind of therapy she's offering.
Okay, so she's not really like a licensed.
No
she's just a chick to talk to.
Okay,
she's just a chick to talk to.
Well, that changes it.
That therapy's been called porn for centuries.
Right, she's exactly. offering some kind of porn.
Nice panties.
Yeah, those are fine.
Yeah.
I bet it's expensive, too. And where's her OnlyFans?
The link's at the, down at the bottom there.
You can subscribe for free.
Oh, then if you go to her Instagram account, you can get the link right there. That's how I found it. Okay. And I post pictures over at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Everyone has to have an angle.
Listen, I don't blame her. Yeah,
that's like what
I mean,
it's
it got her talked about.
This can't be her.
No, that's an actual legitimate.
Oh, that's an actual therapist. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's too bad. You have the same name as the nude therapist.
Well, because you put therapist,
you know, people will be like, "Oh, when are you getting naked?"
Oh, that does. Yeah, that, right? Imagine that they show up.
You can't do that. Anyway, if you want to see what she looks like, go check her out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What is the secret you're planning to take to the grave? Now, you can be anonymous when you call in. You can ask for voice-changing technology if you have to. But we want you to spill. You can even text at 46969. But the toll-free number is 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. The secret you're planning to take to the grave with you, besides telling us.
I'm going to say that
kind of defeats the purpose.
But I mean, you'll know, no one else will ever know. They won't know who you are. You'll still have your secret, but you're finally getting to spill it to someone in your life. Like people did this online recently. They have, and then some are, you know, pretty
vanilla.
Yeah, pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
And others are more extreme, obviously.
Right.
This guy said, when I was 9, my dad and I were reading Reader's Digest. And I found a card for a free case of Depends adult diapers. So I wrote my uncle's name and address on it and put it in the mailbox. He got it a couple of weeks later and was pissed. He called everyone in the family to find out who in the hell sent him Depends. I knew my uncle was so mad, so I kept it to myself. To this day, no one in my family knows it was me. Everyone suspects, though, it was my other uncle, my dad's other brother, who did it to him as a joke. But I've never admitted it was
Yeah, that's harmless fun.
Yeah, that's harmless fun.
Yeah.
Ordering adult diapers. Someone else said, I used to work in a mall. One time walking into the building, I sneezed so hard, I totally crapped myself. I was about 10 steps away from the store I worked in, so I had to think fast. I took a hard left turn, walked directly into a department store. I only had $5 on me, so I beelined for their underwear section and got the cheapest pair I could find at $3. I then had to run to the bathroom and sort everything out. It was a real mess.
I bet. I bet it was.
I texted my boss. I said, I'm stuck in traffic. In reality, I was about 100 feet away, trying to salvage any shred of dignity I could for the next 20 minutes. Luckily, the mission was a success. That day is now the benchmark by which all other days are measured. Every day since has been better than that one.
Yeah, it's like, it's never, well, at least it's not as bad as the day I crapped myself.
Yep. Well,
that's a bad day. I don't know how you just...
It's been close for me here.
I know it has, but I don't know how you just change underwear and everything works out. Because I feel
I don't either. Well, it would, you know, for some maybe it works out. For others, it wouldn't have worked out. Like I know for myself, it would not work out.
Your pants would be soiled.
It would not work out.
Yeah, I get you. People are texting us already. The secret you're planning to take to the grave. I have sex with my husband's best friend once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. That's bad.
Well, that's devastating.
I think that's probably happening. I think that's out there quite a bit. Yeah.
Oh, it's
probably won't go to your grave though.
No. Like something will happen. Like you think it's going to your grave, but
yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
What's going with me to my grave? Things I've done in Afghanistan. Someone said, I don't want friends and family to look at me differently. I'm sure a lot of people, that's what leads to like post-traumatic stress and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, you have to do deal. Stuff.
You have to try and process all that stuff you had to do. Someone else said, I had sex with my non-blood uncle.
Ooh, uncle sex.
Non-blood uncle.
Non-blood. Like so that would be like
a step brother.
There's like some kind of weirdness there. Yeah,
like a step uncle, probably.
Yeah, step uncle.
Or even just like uncle on the other.
Size.
That's still blood, and because it's your mom.
Yeah,
or
I guess
dad.
Yeah. So it has to be. A step. It has to be a step uncle. Stunkle.
Stunkle. Stunkle sex. Don't have stunkle sex.
You shouldn't.
Let's go with voice changing technology. We're going to head to the phones here. Anonymous, what is the secret you're planning to take to the grave?
Hi. So when I was 22, I needed some money. So I donated my egg for money. So potentially, and I got it twice. So potentially, I have, and they harvested one through time. So I potentially have kids that I'll never tell anyone. My husband and I have two of my own kids now, and we'll never know.
So he doesn't know that you sold eggs when you were younger.
No, I've never told anyone.
Okay,
they could do the DNA thing.
This is the thing. Have you ever thought of that DNA stuff where like Dave's parents have told him not to do it?
Right.
I've thought about it, but you know, when it gets to that bridge, I'll cross it, I guess.
You haven't done it yourself, though.
No, I haven't done it.
Right,
no.
So she would have to do it.
So here's the thing. All it takes is someone that's related to you. For them to have done it, and then they realize, oh, it's from this family, and it's going to be the person who's like, oh, I know my parents have now told me that I was a donated egg. I want to find out who my real mom is.
Mm-hmm.
That they're the ones that are going to put in the effort, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was about, I'm 35 now, it's about like 10 years ago. So I've been kids with you like, you know, time. So I've got a little while to think
probably
about it.
Probably 10.
Probably want to tell your husband.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, like, honestly, if Amber said that to me right now, I'd be okay. You know, it's weird,
it's just
but
better to be honest.
It's not like
have any secrets.
She had a baby with someone else, or right. You know,
no.
She needed money and donated eggs. Yeah. It'd be the same. I think if I said, "Hey, honey, like years ago, I was really broke and I donated sperm."
Yeah,
maybe there's little Daves out there,
or other ways.
Okay, so same kind of thing.
Yeah, it's that possibility, right?
Sure, you know? It's not that. I don't think it's that horrible of a thing.
No, I don't think it's like
just
a
worse
dirty
for the
thing.
Kids to grow up and then find out that there's some other, like, then they'll have all these, if they're dead or something, then they'll have all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can understand, like, if you're told, like, oh, listen, you know, like, you're actually a donated egg, and for me, the health stuff, I'd want to see what I can figure out about, like, the, you know, family history of
mm-hmm.
People are just verifying the uncle thing. It's probably like your aunt's husband. So, right. So like my dad's sister's husband.
Oh, I see.
You know, so it could be a step. Okay. It could be a step uncle, or it could be, you know, married
true.
Into the
right.
family.
Right, right.
That's the other way. That is
both not good.
Still no, nasty. None of it's good.
Yeah,
none
I mean,
good.
Can none you of it's even good. Imagine?
No. Nope. Nope. All right. Still with voice changing technology. Anonymous here. What's the secret you're planning to take to the grave with you? Besides Jerry.
Hey guys, good morning. Penis and balls.
Penis.
To you
penis.
Awesome. So in high school, we had this bully that passed out at a party that we were at, and we really wanted to get him back for the 4 years of torture that we had dealt with him. So our buddy pooped into a bag and put it into his pants as he passed out. The stage that he pooped, and he opened up his phone as well and realized that he had taken a nude photo and fell asleep before he'd sent it. So he sent it to everybody in his contacts as well. So I'm definitely taking those two things to the grave.
What a diabolical thing to do. Poop in a bag and then use it on someone else while they're passed out.
He's a bully. I'm okay with it. Like if you just destroyed someone's life, but someone who's a little dick.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
You know, who's horrible to people. I'm kind of okay with the staged.
it's just a hell of a setup.
It is a hell of a setup. Here's one. My secret I'll take to the grave? Mm. I can put my own member in my rear end.
You should be telling people that.
I'd have a show.
He just wanted to brag.
Good evening, welcome to Chuck's Rear.
Tell me, dude. I'd have a cam show every day doing that.
How many subs are making park the truck in the garage?
Dude. You know we got to get to 10,000 tokens.
He says, I can't remember when exactly I first realized I could do it, but that's how I've gotten myself off since then.
Oh, my goodness, huh?
He said, I didn't want to call in case anyone recognized me.
I understand that. It's a heck of a thing.
That is.
It's weird. Just to discover it. Just to discover it.
That you can do that?
Yeah. I'm at least 4 inches away.
You tried, though.
From the sounds of it. I was trying something.
Ooh, goodness.
Give it a whirl.
Sir. Okay, what's more bizarre?
What's up?
A self-fellator or a self-effer?
The fellator's worse.
It's worse?
Well, like it's more personal, you know?
I mean, it's your own.
I know it's your own, but
I think the flater is less impressive.
It might be less impressive, but to me, it's like
it crosses more of a line.
It's much more intimate. Yeah,
yeah, it's more intimate. It's a more intimate process. Like when, boy, I watch. You know,
yeah,
you go all the way.
Oh, man. Yeah. You don't think it's intimate.
Daughter,
I'm trying to figure out how to say this on the radio. If I wasn't on the radio, I'd have like, I'd say it in 5 seconds. Amazing. Yeah.
You're not face to face with the gun
barrel. I know.
We know what
it's
you're
not.
Saying.
You're getting, you know.
Well, there's that part, but then you got to be like,
Like, yeah, I mean, I get it. Neither is great.
I feel like one you can just manipulate with your hand to get it to go in the location you're aiming at.
Yep.
And the other one, you're literally staring down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe even giving it a kiss.
Yeah. And it shoots.
If you kiss it good enough.
Catch a bullet in your teeth.
Kiss it good enough, yeah. Kurt Cobain in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question hurt my brain.
I know. I know. I know.
Oh, man. We all understood what you were going for, but you can't really just come out and
say it. It's hard to determine the levels of intimacy between those two actions.
I know. I just think the one is... The one's more intimate to me.
People are calling it Chuck's Tuckin'.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's your show name.
Sign up. 10,000 tokens.
Mm. What's the secret you're planning to take to the grave? Like you F yourself. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, I used my best friend's father's crackhead girlfriend's toothbrush to clean their toilet.
Well, why are you doing
ever,
that?
What's she ever do to you?
She's got crack problems, man.
Must have been mean or something.
Didn't like her, obviously.
Didn't like her. There's more to the story.
There must be.
Yeah,
there's more to the story.
There's part of it missing. Voice changing technology again as we head to the phones. Hi, Anonymous.
How we doing? How's she doing?
How's she going? What's the secret you're going to take to the grave?
When I was a young teen, I got in my parents' porn cabinet and I had a tape out and my dad came home early and I panicked. I ran to my sister's room and put it under her bed and disappeared. Well, he must have seen something was wrong and searched it out, found it, and she got in big trouble. They got in a big fight and I didn't fess up. And a couple of years later, my sister passed away. I always thought about whether I should tell my dad, but it's not going to do any good. It's going to make him more upset, and he can't apologize to my sister.
No, that's you just got to live with that guilt, my friend. No confession now.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, that's a twist. That is a twist.
Jason, is Jason available?
Yeah, he's here.
Jason, are you available currently? Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Did you hear in that call there about the porn tape that it involved a dead sister?
Yeah.
And you thought that was... I mean, look up on your wall there. I believe it says no dead sisters.
Well, so he's got to take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Right?
He does.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes.
And, I don't think it's...
I don't know if it needed to be mentioned. He could have left it out.
Sure.
I think it made it sting a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
I think the part about the dad not being able to apologize is what really got me.
Yet.
You got me between Tuck and F's and dead sisters here, man. What do you want me to do?
I know. Just saying, little less dead siblings as we continue on if we could.
Right, more Tuck and F's. You got it.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Jason will be taking your calls when you call in to 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, I used a fake MySpace page in high school and talked trash about everyone in the school, kind of like the burn book from the movie Mean Girls. To this day, no one knows it was me.
I think this goes on all the time, like fake accounts and
trash.
It's just
talking.
High school, it's just like what it is, like cyberbullying. It's terrible, but it's what's going on.
Someone said, I was 16, dad and I went to the store, I had my permit. So I drove, I sat in the truck while he went inside. While he was inside, I just kind of drove around the parking lot. When I lost control, I drove directly into the side of a Jeep. I slowly backed up. There was amazingly no damage to our truck, but the Jeep had the whole door pushed in. I just went back to the store, picked up my dad, and left. I never told anyone about it.
Wow.
Someone had a bad day. This one said, secret I'll take to the grave. When I was a freshman in high school, my best friend and I gave each other BJs.
Couple dudes horsing around.
Just a couple of dudes.
We're going through an experimental phase, okay?
Yeah. Couple dudes playing video games.
This person said,
horseplay.
While helping to renovate a family house, I found several bundles of cash, ranging from $500 bundle to a $2,500 bundle. Never said a word.
Took it. Took it.
Family house, like the...
They were still there?
In the family?
Or their own family?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to confused about. Like, renovating a family house.
Oh. My guess is, though, like, he probably pulled a wall down and, like, found it in a wall or something like that. And to me, if I find something in the wall, I'm assuming you don't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
What?
The secret I'll take to the grave. My sister-in-law's one-year-old baby is my son. And my wife doesn't know.
Not until that DNA test. Yeah. Not until, I mean, God, this kind of stuff is, like, it's gonna come out, you know?
But you're just praying to God it doesn't?
You are.
I mean, it never would have come out years ago.
No, years ago, you could get away with
all
of this.
Now it has a way better chance of eventually coming out. But it could take a long time. It could take until that kid decides to do it. And that kid's only one. So you're
a long time, yeah. But
I just remember, like, one of my girlfriends, there were, like, rumors in their family as to, like, who her real dad was. If it was her dad or this uncle. Like, there was, like, rumors, right? It's like, all those rumors, it's like, that's all they were back then.
But now she could
But now right. you take a test, or your sister takes a test, or your brother takes a test, and that's all it takes.
We're asking you, what's the secret you're planning to take to the grave? And if you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number. Or text us at 46969. Someone said, I won a national poetry award. I wrote a sentence. My mom wrote the rest.
Your mom is an amazing poet.
Yeah, apparently.
That's amazing.
Won you an award.
That's a crazy thing to say on your deathbed. You're like, he's trying to say something. What is it?
You wrote a poem.
It was my mom. I won a poetry award.
Okay, man.
But my mom wrote the poem.
I understand why you sat on that. So long. He's gone. He's gone.
It's beautiful.
Yep. Finally got to tell someone, at least.
Yes.
Let's go to this one here. Anonymous. Still with voice changing. Hello, Anonymous.
Yeah, not even turning on.
Okay, good idea.
How's it going, guys? Penis ball.
Penis. The secret you're planning to take to the grave.
The secret I'm planning to take to the grave, when around the time I was 18, I had a girlfriend at the time, and we made some adult videos on one of my dad's camcorders, and the tape actually got stuck inside of the camera when I went to go eject it, and I panicked. So me and a couple of my buddies, we went up north the following weekend, and we burned it alive. My dad still to this day asks about what happened to that camera, and he will never know.
Yeah, you just
burned
it.
You had to do
it.
You
got to
destroy that thing.
You have to.
Exactly.
Dad can never find your homemade porn.
Nope. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Nope.
Of all the things to find? Sweet God. Burn it. Burn it with fire.
Yeah. He did the right thing.
Secret I'll take to the grave. I have a son that lives right down the street from me who's 19. Wife and I have been together 15 years. She has no clue he's my son. She thinks he's just a friend of the family.
So he was with somebody beforehand, before he actually got married.
That messes 19 up so many 15. People. It messes up, like, his spouse and that kid's life.
So did the kid knows it's his...
Probably not. I mean, you don't know what the setup is. A lot of times, like, a mom doesn't want, like, listen, I don't want you to know who your dad... Like, it's okay if he doesn't know who you are. You just don't know the situation. But it's just weird for them to be around.
Ooh, Lisa, this one may hurt. Mm-mm. I accidentally ran over my wife's very expensive boots with the lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Shredded them to bits. For 4 years now, she's been looking everywhere for them.
But to the grave I will go.
How did that even happen, though? How do you run over shoes with a lawnmower? Nice shoes. How do they end up?
They started up in the garage and they were out there. I don't know.
I don't know.
Strange.
To the grave.
Seems impossible. Yeah, don't ever say anything.
What's crazy is that she still looks.
I know she does. Like she's somewhere.
Crazy.
Oh my god, it must.
It's got to be heartbreaking to see her just looking for those things.
Endlessly looking.
You'd have to be like, honey, give it up.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you're trying. Yeah, you're trying to say that. Right? Like, I don't know. Babe. Maybe they got thrown out.
Maybe someone stole them when we weren't looking. You just give it up.
Anonymous, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing okay. Secret you'll take to the grave.
So, a couple years ago, I worked as an installation for a home security company in northern Michigan, mostly vacation rentals. And out-of-towners that only showed up, you know, a couple of weeks a year. I was doing an install, and the guy was bragging about how much money he made, how he lived in Vegas and owned a boat, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, he left the house to go put his boat in the water, and while I was doing my job, I noticed there was a backpack that had been left open, and a stack of $100 bills that was about, I don't know, almost a foot thick that was inside of it. So I was just like, you know what? He's not going to miss it. I took about 9 of them.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Sounds like a douchebag.
Well, yeah. I own this. I have a place in Vegas.
I just...
I had bills to pay, and he was flaunting about what he's got, and I was like, well, sorry, but not sorry, but yeah. I got bills I got to pay.
All right, dude, thanks for calling
in. Strange to have a backpack full of money.
It is.
Well, to me, when a guy's got a backpack full of money, I got to figure out what he's really all about.
Seems like a drug dealer to me.
Yeah, like stealing from the wrong guy.
Yeah, don't steal from the wrong
guy. It's pretty easy to figure out who took it.
Right.
I'm the guy in your house.
Another anonymous caller. The secret you're going to take to the grave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. What was it?
Oh, yeah, secret I'm taking to the grave. When I was younger, we had some neighbors. Next door neighbor moved beside her. So the lady went to school with my auntie, and my auntie called me one night and was like, hey, you know, somebody likes you. And I'm like, who? Oh, the next door neighbor. I was like, oh, really? So she gave me her number. So I called the neighbor, talked to her, and she was like, I want to. So I stopped going to church on Sundays. I was young at the time. I was like 17, 18. And I stopped going to church on Sundays. And so when my parents leave, she will come to the house, and we will have sex.
So instead of going to church, you were banging the neighbor.
Banging the neighbor, yeah.
Wow.
And the crazy part is her husband got me a good-ass job at his sugar manufacturing place.
Oh, too much information.
Yeah. We're going to let you go now.
Yeah. We're going to end the call
at
his job. Would it work just for future callers at his place of work?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
amazing. Don't give us any details at all about that.
Nope.
Hopefully, it was maybe way out of market.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. This guy said, straight dude in Florida, I do one-way webcam shows for mostly men on the weekends. My wife doesn't know about it. Hashtag need the money.
Well, you know.
Listen, that's
that'd
probably
do.
Be really hard for a woman to find out. But
would it?
Wait, you mean like Lisa's saying that she could figure this out pretty quick, but you're saying it'd be hard to hear.
But at least it's not. He's not having an affair. He's not cheating on you. It's not right.
No.
But it's not. Could be worse, is what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't like it. And
No woman would, I think.
And I would find out, probably.
I mean, I guess
maybe she works weekends, and that's when he gets a chance to.
Like, the only thing.
I'm going to get sloppy about it, though.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's what I thought you meant. Like, you're going to figure this out. Like, you're going to eventually, like, either catch him somehow, know that he's doing it.
And there'd be some women who'd probably be okay with it.
The one way aspect of it.
Probably a lot of women would be okay with
it. You know, helps. But it's still like, you know you're talking to guys and they're saying, I want to do this and that, and you got to play along or whatever.
I see you put your dong in your butt or whatever it is, right?
Well, that's how I get those 10,000 tokens. I'm not here for anything less than that.
Just you never want her to walk in on that.
No.
Right? That's going to be...
Early or
oh, God.
and you're in there in God knows what position.
Well, I think at first she wouldn't believe that you're, you know,
talking to a
doing
guy
it for guys. Yeah. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not, yeah, you're not into guys.
Well, he says mostly. Yeah. So,
oh,
well, yeah. So he's,
whoever,
yeah, he's got
right?
like he's got.
That, we knew
he's
that
on my
the,
free cams or he's on Chatterbait. He does that. He signs in, and then it's just whoever shows up. And if you're a guy on there, it's going to be 95% guys.
Right. The odd lady.
The odd lady.
Someone said the secret I'll take to the grave. I used to like to go to glory holes.
It's a hell of a thing to find one. You know, I mean, like just for that guy
it's
to
a hell
be
of
like,
a thing
I know
to
where to
seek
go.
Seek it out.
Yeah. But like to even like.
Well, I thought that there was websites and things.
I guess so.
Oh, there is
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And God knows when they
knows
did
when
it.
That happened.
That was just word of mouth, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how they used to spread the word.
It's word of mouth. I don't know how they used to spread the word about glory holes.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Mouth, word of mouth.
Yep. I think most of the old ones would have just been like if there was a place like that, a dilapidated strip joint, that maybe there'd be something in the bathroom.
Yeah, like bars.
Bars might, yeah, something like that.
Someone said when I was younger, I would stay at my best friend's house. I would steal his mom's panties. All in all, I got about 15 pairs.
Wow, you don't think that was one too many?
Like 15? She
like
knew.
Like her whole collection was wiped out.
Every time you had a sleepover, there was
how many pairs
panties?
Of panties does a mom have?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Oh, boy.
And like another one disappears after every sleepover?
Yeah.
You know?
Easy to put those dots mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, you'd think
you can
so.
Figure that out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.